All right, before we begin this lesson, let's confess our sins and get ourselves into fellowship with the Holy Spirit so that He can teach us and we can learn the things that we'll go through today. Let us pray. Father, we pray that you would help us understand this lesson today. This is such an important lesson, and this really begins a long string of lessons in which we will examine things that are so crucial to our prayer life. And if we're going to pray to you, we must understand these things. And we pray that you would make these clear to us so that we can apply them and use them in our prayer life. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we just prayed in Jesus' name. We need to know what that means. This is lesson 36, praying in Jesus' name. As we learn to trust the Father the way Jesus trusted the Father, we will pray with the same attitude of surrender that Jesus did. To pray like Jesus, we must become God-dependent. To be God-dependent, we must be aligned with the Father as Jesus was. Jesus was never out of fellowship, and He never stepped away from His Father. Jesus wants us to maintain fellowship with God the same way He did, so our prayers can offer the same closeness with the Father that Jesus demonstrated throughout His life. We have heard the command, pray in Jesus' name. And we usually close our prayers with this phrase, and I pray these things in Jesus' name. There's nothing wrong with this, as Jesus' name thunders within us when we hear it. But there is more to praying in Jesus' name than just saying the phrase at the end of a prayer. It is interesting that none of the prayers recorded in Scripture end with the phrase, in Jesus' name. Wayne Grudem said this about praying in Jesus' name. To come in the name of someone means that another person has authorized us to come on his authority, not on our own. Praying in Jesus' name is, therefore, prayer made on his authorization, on the basis of his mediatorial work for us. In a broader sense, the name of a person in the ancient world represented the person himself and therefore all of his character. This gives us a new perspective of praying in Jesus' name. According to this, what we just read from Wayne Grudem, we cannot just say in Jesus' name at the end of a prayer and expect this to qualify our prayers for answers. There is much more to learn about the qualification of our prayers, as we shall see. We will interject here some phrases directly related to praying in Jesus' name. These will be given thorough treatment later on, but we can acknowledge right now that the effectiveness of prayer depends on specific conditions, such as these. Praying in the Spirit, praying in faith, and praying according to God's will. These carry the same effect as praying in Jesus' name. And all of these are contingent on our using the techniques that we are learning. We'll cover all of these thoroughly before we are through with our studies on prayer. The phrase, pray in Jesus' name, must be broken down word by word. We know what the word pray means as we have defined it already. The word in is central. It means within or inside of. We are to pray inside of something. That something is disclosed in the term Jesus' name. which is actually Jesus Christ, His person and His character. If we are operating within Jesus or inside the perimeter of His character and His power, this means we are in fellowship and walking in Him. If our sins are confessed, we will be in fellowship, and we will be functioning under the influence of His Spirit. Then we can pray in Jesus' name, or pray within the influence and in the power of Jesus' Holy Spirit. The lesson is this: confess before you pray, so you will be praying within the sphere of Jesus' character and power. In John 16, verses 23 and 24, Jesus told His disciples the following: "In that day you will no longer ask Me anything. I tell you the truth, My Father will give you whatever you ask in My name. Until now you have not asked for anything in My name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete." Praying in Jesus' name, or praying in fellowship, as described above, enables us to receive what we ask for. Now, there are still many other things that we must know in order to pray effectively, and we're going to get to each of these in their turn. All right, we have some questions. When we say, "in Jesus' name," at the end of a prayer, does that make it effective? Number two, what does the term "Jesus' name" signify? And number three, to pray in Jesus' name, we should blank before we pray. And here's some scriptures related to prayer, particularly in Jesus' name, John 14, verses 13 and 14. "And I will do whatever you ask in My name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask Me for anything in My name, and I will do it." Isaiah 42:8, "I am the Lord, that is My name. I will not give My glory to another, or My praise to idols." 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If My people, who are called by My name, will humble themselves and pray, and seek My face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin." 1 Timothy 2:5, "For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." And it is, as we know, in His name that we pray. So remember, praying in Jesus' name is praying within His power and authority. If we are not in fellowship, we cannot pray in Jesus' name, no matter what words we include in our prayers. The condition of the heart is more important than words from the mouth. Praying in Jesus' name means praying in fellowship, or in league or communion with His Holy Spirit. Father, we thank You for this lesson. Thank You that we understand better that praying in Your name means that we must have our sins confessed, and we must be walking in fellowship with You in order that You will hear and honor our prayer, in order that we will get what we ask for within the scope of Your will. Thank You for this lesson, Father. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.